Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, also called Belteshazzar. The message was true and about a great warfare. He understood the message, having gained understanding in the vision itself. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 whole weeks. I ate no tasty food, no meat or wine entered my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all until the 3 weeks were over. On the 24th day of the first month, I was by the bank of the great river, the Tigris. I lifted up my eyes and looked. There was a man clothed in linen with a belt of pure gold from Uphaz wrapped around his waist. His body also was like crystal beryl, his face like lightning, and his eyes like flaming torches, and his arms and his feet shined like polished brass. The voice of his words was like the roar of a large crowd. I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the people with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling shook them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone, and saw this great vision, with no strength left in me, for my vigor vanished, and my strength was drained. Then I heard the sound of his words, and when I heard the sound of his words, I fell into a deep sleep, with my face to the ground. A hand touched me, and set me on my hands and knees. He said to me, Daniel, you are greatly loved. Understand the words that I speak to you. Stand up, for I have been sent to you. When he told me this, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Now I am come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia hindered me 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I left him there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to help you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision concerns events many days in the future. When he had spoken these words to me, I turned my face toward the ground and was speechless. Then one who looked like a human being touched my lips. I opened my mouth and spoke to the one who stood before me, saying, O my Lord, because of the vision my sorrows have come upon me, and I have lost my strength. For how can this servant of my Lord talk with you, my Lord? For I have completely lost my strength, and I can barely breathe. Then again one who looked like a human touched me and strengthened me. Then he said, O man greatly loved, do not be afraid. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, May my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then he asked me, Do you know why I have come to you? Shortly I must return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I leave here, the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is written in the writing of truth. There is no one who helps me against these princes except Michael, your prince. Daniel chapter 10.